Welcome back inside the On Deck Show. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas coming your way at 6:35. Time for today's pregame interview. My name is Javik Blake. We're joined by Dylan O'Ray, who it is just so great to see back healthy and in the lineup. Dylan, appreciate the time.
Thank you, Javik. Great to be back.
How great was it last night? Not only do you get in the lineup, but you start off with two hits and two at-bats back in the lineup with the Shuckers.
Yeah, that was kind of a long time coming. I'm so happy to be back and back in Biloxi with a bunch of guys that I've played with before and some new faces. So excited to be out here with the new team.
What was it like walking into the clubhouse the first day you got to Biloxi? And obviously you were at spring training with these guys, but just seeing all the familiar faces.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, we just have a great group, a lot of excitement for this year. A lot of guys that play the game the right way and play hard. So I'm really excited to take the field with these guys over and over again.
We did the math. Yesterday was your first game in 561 days. It's not often you see a position player miss a full season. Usually that's for pitchers. But how tough was it just getting through last season, and how great is it now with the light at the end of the tunnel of actually just being back in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it was a grind, just trying to take it day by day. I mean, being away that much from the team and from just baseball really in general, you kind of get a little bit of extra appreciation for being out here every day. So it's great to be back. I'm super excited to keep it going here.
What was the thing that kind of kept you grounded throughout that whole season? Because it's got to be tough seeing your teammates and your buddies going out there and competing, and you're sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, watch a bunch of the games, talk to the guys, stay in touch kind of thing, and then just that feeling of, all right, I'm going to get back out there at some point, and then it's go time. So just kind of, like you said, seeing that light at the end of the tunnel and being ready for it.
You talk about getting back out there. You were able to get back out there in the Arizona Fall League. You won a title, had a lot of great experience. How great was that just to be playing?
Yeah, that was super fun. I mean, the first time I took the field in the Fall League again, it had been probably 7 months, 8 months. So it was kind of just, you feel like you're a kid again getting back out there for the first time.
What was that experience like, not only just playing, but winning the title as well?
Yeah, again, we had a great group in that that Fall League too, but met a bunch of new guys. We had some good team chemistry. We all clicked together, and I mean, just go out there and play every day. Kind of felt like travel ball almost, just go out and play and ball out.
Was it a little bit like travel ball too, just the way things ended, where it's kind of a tournament for the playoffs?
Yeah, it was super fun. I mean, just, it did kind of feel a little bit like a travel ball tournament at the end there, but it was super fun. I mean, super glad we got the ring as well. That was kind of the icing on the cake for us and for me also, like being back out there. So,
yeah, I was going to ask you, you guys got the ring in spring training. How awesome is that thing?
Yeah, it's sweet. It's sweet. Going up on the mantle for sure.
You also headed into spring training fully healthy, but got an opportunity to back up a lot of big league games, made it into five of them. What was that experience like, getting to see guys like Bryce Terang up the middle?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, just paying attention to how those guys go about their business, kind of trying to pick up anything you can. Coaching staff also gives a lot of great advice, so just kind of trying to take that advice into the full season. And no, it was awesome for sure.
What was the biggest piece of advice you really latched on to throughout spring training?
I would just say, I mean, the way they compete every single pitch of every single game is really just, I mean, it's pretty special. The Brewers in the big leagues have a really special group as well, and the way they go about their stuff and compete every single pitch is something that I'd really like to take into this season, just being mentally focused and locked in every pitch.
One of the big things here with the Shuckers that I feel like kind of mirrors the Brewers is everybody up and down this lineup has the ability to run. You included, who stole 60 a couple years ago. But with the new disengagement rule where it's only one pickoff over to first, how much do you guys go into this season, kind of look at things and go, well, we better be stealing a ton of bags?
Yeah, it's a big emphasis for us. Like you said, we got a lot of speedy guys. We have meetings every day trying to pick up anything we can. We're all talking throughout the game, anything we see on the pitcher, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's definitely, we're making it a point for us to go out there and run and put the pressure on other teams.
What's it like being in a lineup, too, where Blake Burke, who hit a 420-foot homer last night, can also give you some bags, especially for you at the top of the lineup, Desaun Brown at the bottom, where you look around and go, hey, no matter whether or not I'm on first or second, I'm running and I can score pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, having a guy like Berkey to drive guys in is huge. Just trying to do my job at the top there, getting on base. And I mean, yeah, everyone ahead of him is just trying to get on base for that big knock by him. So it's super excited to have him.
Heading into the second game of the season, but one last question about the offseason. What was the best thing you did?
Oof, just being home, having some cooking at home is always the best part.
What was the best thing you got?
That's tough. There's a lot. I'm a big pasta guy, so some good Italian food.
There we go. Appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. So great to see you back in the lineup.
Thank you.
We're back after this in the On Deck Show.